Think about the following questions and choose what you would rather do. Would you rather eat a cookie or a carrot? Would you rather run or swim? Would you rather color a picture or look at a book? Would you rather play inside your house or go outside? We all make choices about many things every day. Some choices we make are good, some are bad. Some choices are not important. Some choices are very important. In the Bible, Joshua asked the Israelites to make a very important choice. Come and listen. Come and listen. All the Israelites heard the message. Joshua was a very old man now, and it was almost time for him to die. Joshua was inviting everyone to come and hear him say goodbye. The Israelites came from all over the land to hear Joshua talk. They felt sad, but excited too. Everyone must have wondered what Joshua, their leader, would say. Joshua stood up. The crowd hushed.
It is the Lord your God who has helped you to fight,
said Joshua.
God will help you beat all your enemies, and you will take the rest of the land God promised you.
Hooray! Hooray! The crowd must have cheered. They knew God had helped them to win many battles. They were happy to be living in God's wonderful land. Suddenly, the crowd got silent again. Joshua was about to say something important. Everyone leaned in close to hear.
Always obey all of God's laws, said Joshua. And love the Lord your God only. Do not worship the fake gods that other people worship.
Then Joshua's face became very serious. He did not even smile. The people felt a little scared. What was he going to say now?
Be warned, he said. If you disobey God's laws and worship other gods, the Lord will punish you, and he won't help you to fight anymore.
Oh no, the people must have thought. That would be terrible. We hope we don't disobey. Joshua was almost done saying goodbye, but before he went, he had one more thing to do. Joshua asked everyone to meet him in a town called Shechem. Then Joshua asked the Israelites to make the most important choice they would ever make in their whole lives.
Choose today whom you will serve, said Joshua. Will you serve the Lord our God, or will you serve the gods that other people worship?
Joshua already knew his choice. He and his family would choose to serve the Lord. But Joshua did not know what the Israelites would choose. What choice would the Israelites make? Do you remember how much they complained to God in the desert? And remember how some of their parents had been too scared to enter the land? Do you think they would choose to serve the Lord now? The Israelites answered Joshua. We remember all the wonderful things God has done for us. We choose to serve the Lord. He is our God.
Are you sure?
Asked Joshua. He wanted to see if the people really meant it. Yes, said the people. We will serve the Lord and obey his voice. Then Joshua took a large stone and moved it under an oak tree. The stone would stay there to remind the Israelites of the good choice they made that day. What about you? Have you made the choice to serve the Lord? The first step is to make a choice to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Talk to your parent or your Sparks leader about this important choice today. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. God wants us to always obey His commands. We must choose to love and serve the Lord, not other gods.